This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. You've probably heard the phrase, corner the market, right? It's not all that often that someone really tries to do it. Nelson Bunker Hunt did, with the world's silver market. He died yesterday at age 88. He was an heir to the Hunt oil fortune and, at one time, among the richest people on the planet. But a huge bet on the silver market in the late 70s and early 80s led to a silver craze, and then to a financial debacle that threatened a whole lot more than his fortune. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
Hunt's obituary in the Dallas Morning News describes him as an oil man, patriot, horseman, Christian, and John Birch Society member, among other things. But in financial circles, he and his brother were best known for owning a frighteningly big chunk of the world's silver. They wanted to hedge against raging inflation, they said. Columbia University's John Coffey.
They bid up the price of silver from $9 an ounce to at its peak, something like $50 an ounce in January 1980.
But when worried regulators set new trading limits on silver, the Hunts couldn't meet a margin call. Silver prices collapsed, they lost over $1 billion, their lenders were in trouble, and yes, a federal bailout of sorts ensued. Hunt declared bankruptcy, the largest personal bankruptcy in American history. Russ Munch was his lawyer.
It took me probably 30 days to get an organizational chart dealing with probably more than 250 companies that he owned or had an interest in all over the world.
Jeffrey Williams, who wrote a book about the Hunt case, says lots of people lost money, but reforms, not so much.
The more time has passed, the more I'm forced to conclude that the case actually did not have very much effect on the way we regulate commodity markets.
Jim Stone, who chaired the Commodity Futures Trading Commission at the time, today said the silver crisis nearly torpedoed top financial institutions in much the same way mortgage derivatives did in 2008. The Hunts were highly leveraged, and that problem, Stone says, remains unfixed and the lesson unlearned. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.